This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. 8:43 your time. Time now to check in with Debbie Bogle from the United Way, as we do each and every Thursday morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. What's up? What's the latest?
Well, I was just listening to you talk about the cicadas and just remembering Lakeside Music and Arts Festival and just being bombarded with those.
Those were mayflies. Those were mayflies.
Were they really?
Yes. Different.
Those were horrible.
Yes. Just as horrible, but a whole different insect. And they don't make the noise, at least.
I see. I just remember everything being covered with them. It was awful. So I don't like either of those insects.
I don't either. Hey, what's going on with your equity push? Can people, a question I had, can you still sign up, or did you have to be involved from the beginning?
No, you can sign up anytime and you'll start getting the emails. But once you get your first email, you can click on the link and it'll take you to all the past weeks. So you can sign up anytime during this. And really, you can get it done, you know, even quicker once they get all of the materials out. And it's just a matter of originally it was a 21-day challenge, but that seemed like an awful lot of time commitment. That was just, you know, maybe too much. So we've spread it out over 21 weeks where you can just, you get the email. It's about 15 minutes of material that you can, either a video to watch, an article to read, different things. And then there's and you can take it to whatever level you want. There's journals, so you know they'll ask questions and things to make you think about everything that you've that they've discussed that day. And we're really excited to be able to help bring it. It's throughout Illinois. It was our United Way of Illinois. We got together, and this is something that the United Ways of Indiana did, Michigan, and we borrowed some of their material and partnered with United Way of Metro Chicago and got this made in a really quick time frame to be able to roll it out in January. So we're excited about it. You can sign up at any time, and we just encourage you. There's just so much information there that. Just to create an understanding in our community. And this was made possible by a Healing Illinois grant that is was distributed throughout Illinois, and to be able to bring this to communities, make the challenge, and be able to promote that challenge. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, I think people, you know, I don't know why some people don't want to learn, or at least learn or look at things from a different perspective or point of view, but it's certainly not a huge time commitment, you know, 15 minutes a week to maybe see things a little different way.
Right, and just create an understanding. And, you know, I think if we can all work together on this and look at everybody's background and their side of it, and you know, how they feel. And, you know, that's one of the most important things. You know, I don't pretend to understand to say that I understand everything, but this is such a great tool to start those conversations and really dive deeper into these issues. And that was the intent of the Healing Illinois grant. It was to find ways that as communities that we could have these conversations and created deeper understanding. So we were really excited to be able to be a part of that and help. We actually were able to fund several things here in Macon County through the library, a junior high book club. They're bringing an author in, and several other organizations that are really working towards this racial equality.
All right. Talk to me about what's the latest with the renters and landlords project that you've been working on and had so much success. Anything new to add to that story?
We are working on that right now, just gathering the information about the tenants. And if there's any landlords out there or tenants that have questions about it, please call us or go on our website, email us. We want to make sure it's getting to the right people at the right time to make sure that we don't have a huge issue now or in the spring where people are being evicted, if we can help prevent that. And it's all COVID related. If you've been laid off, let go, reduced hours, you've been off sick because of COVID, you've been in quarantine and couldn't work and didn't get sick time or vacation time for that. So there's lots of different pieces to it that we can look at on a case-by-case basis and make those decisions. Our goal is to help as many people as we can. And really, with this grant, we're able to almost double our money working directly with the landlords. And it's just been such a great project, and we're excited about it. I also want to mention, as this pandemic has gone on, you know, there's still a lot of people, and some of them just now are facing some of the issues that we talked about at the very beginning, where they're, you know, they need food, they need, all these different things. And I just want to encourage everybody to continue to go to our website and look at the COVID page. And we've tried to collect as much information as we can on what resources are available right now. And we update that as new things come about, or if an agency is no longer providing a service. We just want to make sure people know that there are services available no matter what your situation is. A lot of these folks, as you and I have talked about time and time again, have never used services before and think it's not for them. And we've had a lot of people that they're just not doing that. I mean, we've heard from people who said, oh, I didn't even know that I could do this. And it's just, we're trying to get that message out that this is for everybody, anybody that's been affected.
Absolutely. UWDecatur.org would be the website. Debbie, have a great week and weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Debbie Bogle from the United Way.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.